Right now, as we do each and every week, Pat, I know you love this moment of the program. It's time for the Golf Business and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Joining us, as he always does, is the sports professor Rick Haro, who is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. Can you believe Rick's an expert on anything?
Do it. You no, want I want comment? Wait, Rooney. I want you to start.
Where's my
I want
putter?
You to open
Where's
this
my
up.
Putter?
I want you to open this jab fest up. Oh, speaking of jab, how's your putting stroke? You okay?
My putting stroke is just okay as usual.
Yeah.
Nothing
well, I found it unprofessional, inappropriate, and downright just
stroke?
Sad. No, that too. But you know, I gave of myself last week as I normally do, and you're out in the darn hall practicing putting instead of bantering with me on the show.
Listen,
what,
Rick,
what
I had
does
a big tournament
mean?
That afternoon.
Oh yeah,
that
right.
Day.
Right, so you couldn't take the 7 minutes
yes.
to sit there with me, and you left Russ alone. Well, by the way, I want you to know that the segment last week was fantastic. He, you know, he and I, and I think largely because you weren't in it.
Well, it was very businesslike. I know that.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of good.
Rick, luckily enough, my game is nowhere near the shape to get ready for any kind of competition. So I will never be leaving you to get ready for any tournament because my game's nowhere near that good. So
having played with you a couple of times in the last few weeks, no argument here.
Ouch!
Wow. All right. Well, hey, listen, I'm not going to argue as well. I know my place. All right. You know. We've got a big week coming up. The Americans have lost the Ryder Cup the last three consecutive times and five of the last six. The Europeans are beginning to become like the Globetrotters to the Americans' Washington Generals. We've got another one coming up this coming weekend in Kentucky at Valhalla. Rick, state of the Ryder Cup, if the Europeans continue to beat the Americans, could the Ryder Cup lose its appeal in the U.S.?
Well, let's see what happens to NBC and football next Sunday before we start talking about that, because if it's close, it'll be interesting this time because the expectation levels are incredibly low, as we know. You know, Tiger not being in it, regardless of how mediocre he is as a team player, the fact that Tiger isn't in it takes some luster off it anyway. That's something we already know. That's obvious. But in the context of the FedEx Cup, you've got the three events, then you take the couple of weeks off, but you know, Vijay decides that he doesn't really want to make this sound like a big deal, and he walks away from interview last week, even though he looks like the odds-on winner. He just got to finish. So that's 2 weeks from now. But the whole idea of the three events and then the Ryder Cup being exciting and then the finals of the FedEx Cup of the Tour Championship. Well, you know, it could be exciting, but also it could go the other way. You know, we talked about how Tiger was gonna really hurt us because we had no superstar, and Patty Harrington comes out of the nowhere to be that guy for a couple of big-time tournaments as majors, and now we don't expect much out of the Ryder Cup / FedEx Cup finish, so hopefully we are pleasantly surprised.
Rick, I wanted to ask about the impact of Tiger on this Ryder Cup as opposed to a regular tour event. You see the ratings drop. You see the attendance, you know, have some trouble reaching, you know, levels that it did when Tiger was participating in the event. And then you just see the buzz, like we talked about when you were at the PGA Championship. You know, the buzz is not there. But this is a different animal, so to speak. This is a team event. You mentioned Tiger doesn't have a stellar record in this thing, but nonetheless, he is Tiger. What effect will his absence have on ratings, attendance, and buzz for the Ryder Cup, him not being there?
I'm generalizing by saying that the impact in a normal tournament is up to 50%. An impact on a major is about 40% because the hospitality is committed so far in advance, like at the PGA, people can't pull out of their corporate commitments, so it's a little less. The impact on the Ryder Cup, I'm thinking, is 30 to 35%. It's huge, but it's not as big as a major because it is a team event and because people come internationally to Louisville and Valhalla to participate in the pomp and circumstance of the event, not necessarily seeing Tiger.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Joined on the line by the sports professor Rick Haro during our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Rick, for the first time since 1989, the PGA Tour has taken a week off during their regular season. So PGA Tour is dark this weekend. They are back next weekend with the Viking Classic. Classic. I know everyone knows and loves that tournament from
Minnesota,
from Mississippi, and the same weekend. It's a weird decision because the Ryder Cup will be going on in Valhalla, and obviously 24 players, most of those players PGA Tour members, obviously all 12 of the Americans, and then I think 9 or 10 of the Euros are also card-carrying PGA Tour members, including Padraig Harrington, Sergio Garcia, Henrik Stenson. The Viking Classic next week, so the PGA Tour. Are we having trouble with Rick? Rick, can you hear me? We just lost Rick.
Well,
not necessarily a bad thing.
I wasn't going to say it, Russ.
All right,
I was thinking it, and I'm like, I better not.
Colin's going to try to get Rick back on the line, but obviously the PGA Tour, Pat, taking this week off. It's going dark this week. Next weekend, they're back on with a tournament to begin their fall series. I just find it weird that the PGA Tour is going to begin their fall series next week while the Ryder Cup's going on, and then the week after the Ryder Cup, you're going to have your Tour Championship Atlanta, and the fall series has already begun. The Viking Classic next weekend, and then is there another tournament? Well, no. At least they won't have another tournament going against the Tour Championship. But Rick, this is basically what I'm getting at. PGA Tour is off this weekend for the first time since 1989. Next weekend, the Ryder Cup is going on. We realize that. That's a PGA of America production. Same weekend as the Ryder Cup, the PGA Tour is deciding to begin their fall series with the Viking Classic in Mississippi. Then the week after that, PGA Tour is back with their final of four FedEx Cup playoff events, the Tour Championship, which is going to be a snooze fest because it doesn't matter. As long as Vijay shows up, he wins it. The PGA Tour will have their Tour Championship in 2 weeks, and they won't have their second Fall Series event. And then the week after the Tour Championship, they'll have their second Fall Series event, the Turning Stone event in New York. What the hell is with this scheduling? Why do you start the Fall Series next week with the Viking and then take a couple of weeks off for the Tour Championship and then the second event of the Fall Series? It seems weird.
Well, you know, Phil Mickelson, who's usually fairly outspoken about this stuff, I guess said it best. Everybody was asked by the cynical media to dump on the system, clearly. Phil says the system needs tweaking. I don't think it needs tweaking to keep people there. But we lose not having Paddy Harrington at the Tour Championship, which is another issue. So part of the issue also is how to juggle the competing organizations' priorities, how to make sure the FedEx Cup satisfies FedEx, how to make sure the tweaking happens as part of a minor thing, not a major thing, and how to make sure that the people who have earned spots who didn't make it to the finals of this event, you said it's a snooze fest, probably is, but look at it just as a regular tournament, and then it becomes a different story. So, you know, part of the disadvantage of the FedEx Cup is that if the thing is over, it takes the shine off of that event as an event at all. So, listen, there are a lot of problems this time, but if you focus on the bigger picture, I'm not being an apologist, but there were a lot of problems with the math of the chase for the championship 5 years ago, and everybody said, no, it's never going to happen. And now that the chase begins this week, it's an eerie coincidence because people are still tweaking it 5 years out, but nobody is saying, let's scrap the system.
You know, I think Russ makes a good point, though, Rick.
Time out. Let's just, hey, Colin, make sure that you save that because that's one of those things that happen.
Mark the tape.
Mark the tape. It's like, what, Halley's Comet every 84 years?
No, he makes a lot of good points, but I think this is an especially good point.
Oh, well, mark that even more.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you very much.
Think you echoed this, Rick, in some way by saying, you know, you do have competing interests here in a way of the same product. You have the PGA of America, PGA Tour, you know, R&A and USGA and all that. Everybody, it's just golf.
Augusta National,
the whole thing.
The Masters.
That's the whole thing. It's golf. So, you know, you figure these guys could figure out a schedule that would, you know, sort of elevate golf as a whole, not try and say, well, we don't care what they're doing. We're going to do our thing this week. Obviously, to not have a PGA Tour event this week is stupid because there's nothing else going on. So have that Viking Classic this week, which I think is a yawner, but nonetheless, have it this week. Don't have anything next week so the Ryder Cup can take center stage, which it's going to anyway, and not devalue, so to speak, the beginning of your fall series.
Rick, before you answer, my point is I don't think I would have the Viking Classic until the week after the Tour Championship. I agree with you on that, too. I don't mind the week off for the PGA Tour this week because we need a breather every now and then. Next week, have the Ryder Cup. Don't have the Viking Classic against the Ryder Cup. And then the week after the Ryder Cup, you've got your Tour Championship. The PGA Tour isn't going to put their second fall series event against the Tour Championship, so why not hold the Viking Classic for a couple more weeks and have it the first week after the Tour Championship and then begin your fall series?
When you're actually in the fall.
Well, how about this one? As long as we're talking about tweaks that probably are the right answer, how about having the bye week for the Tour last week because that's the opening of the NFL season. So at least we know that that's not a competitor.
That would have been a good decision as well. I agree.
Yeah. How about having the Ryder Cup?
Boy, Rick,
we lost Rick again, did we?
He's putting his finger in the socket or something.
He's putting his finger in the socket. Can you imagine the picture of Rick if he were to
He's naked, on his floor praying to Mecca or whatever.
Colin, it's okay because we're up against the break anyway, so we're just going to have to say goodbye to Rick Haro. As always,
you're not going to let him get some cheap shot in on me?
We got a minute left, Pat. We have 1 minute left.
No, I'm saying fine.
That was the sports professor, Rick Haro, who joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. As always, we love talking to Rick. It's our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, and I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Rick, we got 30 seconds left, so you have time to say goodbye. Thanks for joining us as always, buddy.
Thanks for joining us as always. I don't know what just happened, but hey, let's tweak the system and let's make sure that we work the bugs out, but let's not throw the system away. That's my point.
Is he talking about his phone system or the golf thing?
I think we need to tweak his phone system because that is problematic. Right. He joins us each and every week. He is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him each week on both CNN and ESPN. You can also find Rick's weekly blog and podcast at msn.foxsports.com. And, of course, you can listen to him each and every week in this very time slot right here with us on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.